July 16, 2021. It's the Watt from Pete Rose Show.
Thank you.
Show, happy Friday. I started off with impressions. This is live on Ralph J. Gleason's Jazz Casuals, 1963. John Coltrane and his quartet. Marshall Brown after that with The Grind. Speaking of which, I am not man alone. Brother Matt's at Pleasure Point in Love Grotto still.
How's it going?
Him and Crane are set to do a three-way, but in the meantime, from those software engineers that started with the Skype invention, once again, on the show, Marshall Brown, welcome aboard.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, Marshall. You gave away a little bit of your surprise, but good to have on, and you got this new fucking record that's fucking bitching.
Hey, thanks.
Well, I want to know the story. When you get, you know, you're on the show 9 months ago, and that was more about like how you know your journey through music. So we're all caught up to date, but not on this record. But you told me it was coming.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. I've been working on it for a little while, and it's been a while since I've had a full length. I put out I actually did a little EP that preceded this to kind of warm people up. It's like a little 4-song EP.
Yeah.
It's called In the Mirror. But what didn't really have a depth to it is the album. I was really just kind of trying to get in front of people's ears and get them ready to hear a new full length. But yeah, I'm really stoked about ASMR. I've gotten some really good feedback on it. I think people are liking it. I'm glad to have it out and be done with it. I'm tired of working on it, and I'm glad to be done with it.
Oh, wow. Well, usually when people... Well, we'll get to that later, but let me ask you about the 4-song versus the 10-song. Recorded different pad?
They were basically recorded this in the same way with my iMac in my house.
Oh, at your pad, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I recorded them all myself. I had
a drummer
playing drums, and then I just kind of fill everything else in. That being said, I did have some help here and there, had some strings and trumpets, trumpet and trombone, and did some cool stuff with that, that has some people come in and play. But the album has a little bit more depth to it just because I realized early on, I was kind of starting all the songs like from the EP and the album at the same time, but I kind of just finished up the ones for the EP a little quicker and didn't keep working on them as much because I kind of deemed them not necessary to be on the album and just kind of finished them up a little quicker. And then kind of went in a little more depth production wise and all of the stuff that I deemed for like the album for ASMR.
Like, how old is the oldest tune on the record?
I would say, probably 2.5 years, honestly.
So before the situation. Okay.
Yeah.
But before, not too much before.
No. During COVID, I had some, friends that were kind of having extra time and tying up some of their records and stuff. And it really did kind of light a fire under my ass to want to really dig in and finish up the production and all on the record and get it out. So I'm happy to.
Okay. Let's get into the tunes, Marshall.
Yeah.
Like the grind.
Mm-hmm. The grind. That one, was really just kind of, it's kind of an intro for track 2. And an intro for the album, but I knew the second track is Awaken on the Weekend, which I guess we'll hear probably a little later. But that one, I always knew I kind of wanted to have an intro or something to bring into that song. And Steve Sancho, the guy that did the drums for this a while back, that was really kind of, that's the one track that, you know, I definitely... I gave that to him. He pretty much wrote that on his like drum machine and did it out with like some sticks on the pads. And then we did kind of work in the melody for Awaken on the Weekend. There's a little that kind of mess.
Sure, sure.
Is the melody that is in that the following song.
I fucked up because I should have played that next, but I got the sequence.
That is all right.
You know what I did, Marshall? I think I went by time length. So the grind was the shortest, so it ended up being the first.
Hey, it ain't no big deal.
Is that okay? Okay.
The way it goes, they need to go listen to it themselves.
Okay, okay. And like, now it was just like those two connected, or did you have all 10 connect?
There are little spots where they connect a little bit, but not as much as like I've done on previous albums in the past. Most of them pretty much stand on their own, most of those tracks.
Okay, I want to play Just a Dream.
Yeah.
Walk for Pedro, show that chunk of music started off with Marcy Brown with his new album and a tune called Just a Dream. Then we had a brand new from Few song. It's got an album. I mean, it's going to be on mute, so I think it's the first one in almost 30 years for those people. And Into the Stream, kind of Just a Dream. Then brand new from Jeremy and I think it's Irvin. It's between Fort Worth and Dallas. And his band Calaboose. Calaboose. 10 what? Derailment of Tangentiality. God damn, that's hard. Wharton Tears, brand new. Although it's a collection of older stuff, but he's just put this out. Wharton Tears, great drummer man, studio guy. Got to record with Bob Quine and Lee Rinaldo in his pad. What was it called? Fun City. Steve Shelley was on the drums. And we did Vision of Johanna Freeze Out, Bobby Dylan. Parallel Systems. That was an incantation. Parallel Systems after that. System 25 from the Rabutan Project from Eric Hardeman. Although he's not on this one. He's on all the other ones. Oh, no, he is on it. I just spelled his name wrong. You fucked up one. I got Sarah Hardeman. It's Eric Hardeman, goddamn. Okay, Paul Harvey, John Schoen, Bob Fay. Oh, I know him. He's drummer man for a Volcano Stunts. Howard Stoutzer, almost Meltzer, but not. Patrick Weckler, Richard Meltzer, big hero of the indie booth. Thomas Aleo, John Olson, John Kieran Fernandez, and Mousy Duff. A lot of cats on that, too. Co-ed after that with Trenches. Done Deal, Pedro Hardcore, End of the Trend. Thomas Prendon, Feed My Back. I just got a new collection from them of tunes from 78 to 2000, whatever. And Bob Bucko Jr. from Dubuque, Iowa. Infinity is a Long Way Home. Al Margolis, Flobo. Al Margolis, very delicate, but very interesting. So tell me about Just a Dream.
Yeah, that one was really not quite, I mean, it's kind of like it's a dreamscape. Right. There aren't many lyrics to it. It's kind of repetitious, but then it kind of, about halfway through, it kind of breaks, and it's the same pattern, but way different, like, production and instrumentation. It has, like, a little piano run that goes on it, and it just kind of sounds trippy. I really was just trying to make a soundscape with it, to use it as, like, a just kind of a transition song. And but I love that song. That was a song that I started out, I had just written a little guitar riff and a vocal to go with it. And then it was definitely just one of those songs where once I started recording it and started building the track, just kind of turned into something a lot bigger than I had really even expected. And I like it. I like it.
I recorded it and made it
really hard to play live.
You said you called it a dreamscape. So,
yeah.
But was that after you came up with it? Like, when do you come up with the titles? Or do they ever help with how you're going to end up doing the song?
Well, I called it Just a Dream because I kind of knew I wanted to link it, because the whole last half of the record, kind of, I guess, like, thematically kind of goes together. Like, the song before that is called Dream Number 49. And then it, and then that song comes in and it's called Just a Dream. But it definitely, when I started recording it, it turned into more of a dreamscape. I knew I kind of wanted to have it, at some point kind of implode and turn into something else, like a different feel.
Yeah.
And had some different ideas of how I was going to go about that, you know, tried it a few different ways and it just didn't work the way I originally had it. But, ultimately, I really liked the way it ended up. It kind of worked out beautifully.
Yeah, what, that a trip on that happens sometimes. The best laid intentions.
Absolutely. You try one thing and it might not work for something else.
Right. So keep your options open, right? Keep your options open.
That's experimentation.
That's beautiful, Marshall. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. July 16th. June 16 was Raymond's B-Day. 2021 edition WAP Pedo Show special guest. Again, Marshall Brown. Hold tight for hour two. July 16, 2021. It's the second hour of the WAP Pedo Show.
Hello. How are you doing?
I am doing well. And you?
Oh, I am doing good.
Well, you are doing well.
Actually, not so well if I'm being honest. My mental health has suffered recently.
When is the last time you had a vacation?
What is a vacation with no one to spend it with? Everyone is reaching awareness but only saying words and words and words. That's easy. Words and more words and more words.
Well, perhaps, spend this time building a sense of solitude and be easy on yourself. If direction never comes, then moving on is exactly wherever you're facing. Marshall Brown said that. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. And I stress again, be easy on yourself. and stay positive. When you're feeling low, remember that you hold the power to change your outlook on the world. Think of it as changing the clothes you are wearing. It does not need to be more difficult than that. Your future begins today.
Why, thank you for your words of kindness today. Maybe the world isn't so bad after all, and I'll keep a change of clothes.
Thank you. I'm not Yeah.
Walk from Pedro show. We're all anxious to explain. Marshall Brown, analog sympathizer, AOTW, reprise, people. It's Frank Sinatra's label. Then Ben Salter featuring Coda Chroma with Neanderthal, Lucas Tabella, Aston Martin, and Awakened on the Weekend, Marshall Brown. So in likeness to this acronym, AOTW.
Yeah, so it was one of those kind of choices that I put that if you know what it is, it's kind of obvious, but it's kind of like a puzzle piece to put together. But it's Awakened on the Weekend.
From,
which is track two.
So that's what it's a reprise. That's why it says reprise, because people, maybe explain to listeners, reprise means like again.
Yeah. So it's like when that theme from Awakened on the Weekend, the track two on the album, it comes back in and it's a string quartet.
Yeah.
Version of a section of that song. And that was fun to do, because I'll tell you, that's nothing I've done. I've arranged strings on my albums before, but I've never done like a quartet where it's not playing with other music. And I realized, man, like, you really got to write that shit out. You really got to know not only the notes that they're going to be playing, but you got to know the rhythms, because they have to be, the rhythm has to drive the song when there's nothing else driving the song. And it was kind of cool. I actually used MIDI as a writing tool for the first time ever. Cause I don't use it too much, but, I was able to map out the notes and then go back and hear where the rhythm needed to drive and what I needed to change.
Yeah.
And use it as a writing tool, which, like I said, I've never messed with.
Wow. People, MIDI is a convention they came up with so computers could talk to each other musically. I think it means musical interface, digital, something like that. And, But getting back to the content, what's really kind of dreamlike is snatches of stuff coming back, you know, in different form. Dreams are kind of like that, right? They keep echoes of them and parts of them and all murky, kind of blurry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just how, like, you know, I always think it's funny how, like, in a dream it seems normal and you wake up and you're like, well, that was weird as hell. Like, that shouldn't have made as much sense as it did in my dream.
Well, maybe because that normal word is a scary word.
Yeah. I hate that word.
But you know what? By luck, Watt did put the right two tunes together. Okay. Sometimes, you know, you roll the dice and it don't come up snake eyes. Okay. Here's a trippy. I lost a really good buddy to this stuff. Sleep apnea. He's 50 years old and he choked to death. Coughing on the snoring. Yeah, like loose skin or something like that. So, I mean, it's just a coincidence, but let's listen to that one.
What it's good for. inside me is gone. Whatever that means. Oh, I guess I'm just getting old.
Is that this deep heartache's gone. Rough ride, riptide, I was trying to get to shore. Mixed a sea of emotion, lifeless in perpetual motion. After many months lost, it's feeling loneliness. It's part of being free under the yellow.
got nothing new to say. If you please go back up the track, this train's got to run today. Getting out of hand, I guess they always will. Now I don't know, but I've been told in the heat of the sun a man died of cold. Keep on coming or stand and wait, with the sun so dark and the hour so
one way or another. has got to give.
Walk for Pedro show. Started that chunk of music off Marshall Brown with Sleep At Me from his new album. And then we had Manuel Armida with Picharte El Brazo, Fifi. He's living up in Yellowknife these days, True North Canada. Yellow Moon after that, Trapper Shoot. 99 Cents with Music on Fire. New Speedway Boogie from Rick Weaver. Weaver and Coons, great piece. I got to do a spiel for them. They want to do another two. Kiwi Jr., back to Canada, right? These are Maritime guys who moved to Toronto, a swimming pool. And then finally, Marshall Brown with Changing of the Garb. A little pun rock there. Having some fun with some words, right? So, look, we were talking off air about Sleep Avenue. One of my best buddies, when I moved here from Virginia, a guy I met, Tony Platt, probably my longest friend, right, that was still with me from when I first came. I met him, I think, fifth or sixth grade. And I lost him to Sleep Apnea, 50 years old. It's 10 years ago now. Well, he was 50. And, and you were just telling me about, and you know, of course, I didn't really know about it, people, until this happened. Then I researched it because I lost my buddy, you know. And, yeah, it can hurt your heart, all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm. And, especially if you have it for years and years and years, from what I understand, and you know, you don't do anything about it, because like you said when we were talking, you know, sleep is important, and good sleep, getting good quality sleep is important, because there's oxygen issues, you know, a lot of people have sleep apnea, like snore real bad,
right? Well, they're choking, right?
Yeah,
gasping. Yeah. And, you know, I was saying, too, about the liver. When you're conked, it's probably the only time, because you're not putting any chow or liquid, you know, alcohol. Well, ain't just alcohol. So I think fatty liver now is worse from sugar than it is from – it used to be – people just thought it was an alcoholic disease. And you know, well, no way, people. You can get it. And when you conk, you're giving your liver some time to repair. So if you're, like, not really conked – yeah, it's never getting any rest, the whole body. So, why would you end up calling a tune this? Is it kind of still in the universe of dreamscape in this, and kind of the enemy of a dreamscape?
It is. It's not so much literally about sleep apnea, although it has, like it says, I feel like I'm not dreaming anymore.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, I've been tossing in my sleep.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of, I'm a night owl.
Okay.
Luckily the hours that I work at my day job, I work, later in the day. I don't go into like 11:30. So it allows me to like be someone who can like stay up till 3 a.m. and kind of run on my natural, time.
Yeah, time your internal rhythm.
Yeah. But that's the real thing. I actually started putting headphones in my ears, and playing like ASMR, like noises and stuff, to try and get me to pass out. So it's been a theme, but it's also kind of just about more like depression, really, feeling like something's missing in life, feeling like you're not yourself, and growing older. Like the chorus says,
less younger. Let's say less younger.
Yeah, less younger. There we go. I like that better.
Say the chorus.
The chorus says, "Mama didn't teach me about the blues.
Yeah.
I learned it myself. I had everything to lose." It's not like really literally talking about music or the blues. It's really meaning like. You know, I grew up good. I had good parents. I never thought that I would be someone that would struggle from, like, with mental health issues.
Yeah.
But, you know, life happens, and I kind of found myself in a position the last few years, and a position that I really had to work to pull myself out of.
So by blues, not music so much as life's lessons.
And being down.
Being down. Yeah. You know, one technique I use, I got like this 8-hour MP3 of like creaking ship in a rainstorm.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you got, we got helicopters and, you know, the hombres are, so but there's a lot of nighttime noise, and I'm in the harbor, right? So there's something about that sound that makes me conk deeper than fuck.
Yeah. No, it is really good. Like, if you have any problems, like, winding your mind down, I suggest anybody to just pop some headphones in and put something like that in. Rain is great. Just something to kind of, it's almost like they talk about meditation. You're trying to get the words out of your brain, like the dialogue that's in your brain, inner dialogue. You're trying to rid yourself of that so you're calm and you're not thinking about anything as much as you can, not thinking about anything.
Right. I've had some cats hit me to meditation where you quiet the mind. Quiet the mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of what those type things do when it comes to like calming your mind down and preparing yourself for sleep where you can actually relax and drift off and you get a lot better sleep like that. You probably get a lot more REM.
Yeah. You know, a big proponent of that and meditation and shit is Reza, you know, the cat from, Staten Island or the rapper guy, Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
He's way into that stuff, you know, be surprised, you know, but man, if it helps, it helps. And it's all part of vocabulary, right? Marshall, we're at the end of the second hour, July 16, 2021, this Watt Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. July 16, 2021, it's the third hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
I Thank you. on cobblestones, and fall, you will be 10 foot tall.
Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show start off the third hour. Marshall Brown, Dream 49. You might have a James game connect there, people. I took your name after that from Holland with Trust Burst to Life. Burst to, you know. Yeah, Dutch can speak good English, but that's trippy. Burst to Life. Okay. Umi no Naka no Tayo. Yeah, so the sea and the center and the sun. Ah, the sun and the sea. Okay. Port Sunshine, not a hammer. Joshua M. Robbins, views. I think he might be Charleston. You ever hear this guy?
Yeah.
Joshua M. Robbins? He sent me some music.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Okay, he ain't Columbia like you, but Charleston. He's still South Carolina, I think. Dan Jones that. The demo, Riding in the Pocket, Time Guy to Kansas City. And finally, Love Not War, which is a great fucking sentiment. Marshall Brown. Let's backtrack from the other hour because Watt spaced and forgot to ask you about changing of the car.
We got a lot to talk about. And we really dove into Sleep Apnea.
Yeah, that's right. So this was a clothes song?
Was that now?
Clothes? Garments?
No, well, there's another little reference, like in Analog Sympathizer, it's got these like guys talking back and forth. And one of them's talking about being down, and then the person that's talking with him says, you know, always remember that you can always change the outlook you have on life. You know, you're in control of your own mind, basically, is what she's saying. And and she says, changing your attitude on life, it doesn't need to be more, feel more difficult than changing the clothes that you're wearing.
Ah.
And so changing the garb is really kind of about like pulling yourself out of a rut.
Bootstraps.
Yep. And, it's kind of funny because changing the garb, I always like, I'm paranoid that people are going to, hear that and think I'm just ignorant and think that I think that that's the old phrase. They're not gonna like realize that I am making a play on words, and they just think I'm stupid. But yeah, I know it's changing of the garb.
Yeah.
but changing of the garb, it's about like it says in the bridge of it. It says, now it's time to ring it in. Changing of the garb. Time for trying on some new hats. Changing of the garb. But yeah, it's talking about like a period of change where you're kind of transforming yourself into a person that's moving on.
Yeah. No, I got it. You know, something that could be like some stupid routine, like not really. It could also be a very profound change to turn your whole life around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think sometimes you need that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes it's just some perspective, right?
Absolutely.
Just one inch to the over to one side or the other, and whoa, look at that. It looks like there might be some possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Love Not War?
Love Not War. Interesting enough, that one comes after Changing of the Garb.
Yeah.
Which Changing of the Garb, like we were saying, it's kind of about turning yourself around.
Yeah.
And Love Not War is probably the most hippy-dippy lyrics that are on the record. but it's definitely the most, like, positive. And I wanted it after that song because I feel like it works thematically, because you're pulling yourself out of a rut, and you're trying to change who you are and how you're – so you can change who you are a little bit just so you can change how you're dealing with what you're going through.
Yeah. This guy told me – This aphorism, one door closes, another one opens.
Absolutely, yeah, man. And that is definitely kind of what Love Not War is about. It's about accepting that love is love. You don't need to complicate it. Yeah. You know, you don't need to compare. Like if you're thinking about it in a relationship instance, like, you know, this relationship isn't going to be the same as the next relationship. Right. You can let all relationships breathe, and they can just be what they are. There's no need to overcomplicate this, that love is all around us. You know, embrace whatever love you can get. Be thankful for the people that you have around you and love the ones you got.
That's great. Yeah, that's a great sentiment. I'm into it. Okay, yeah. Silver Tongue, Golden Touch. Let's listen.
Thank you. This is not Zeb. This is Saul Zeb.
That's not a bad place to be, huh? Seated. Be seated. What does that mean? What would it mean if, what does that mean, to be seated? I don't know. That was someone's first words. And these are, is there a first word here? Yeah, there should be a first word here. There should be, but I'm saying my first words. I would expect that this box would be saying its first words, but the box is not saying the first words. I am saying the first words. No. This is what? This is what, or why? And this is what you call one very interesting thing. That, it's called, what was that? I mean, it's, I heard that.
seen and tongues, the days, and the world was awakened from dark as chaos, what objects are in that way.
Yeah.
Last music for this edition, people. Started Marshall Brown doing Silver Tongue, Golden Touch. Then Eric Slick with Can We Still Be Friends? You know, he's got a sister who can play some fucking bass, Julie Slick. She's playing with Todd Rundgren for a while. Adrian Blue, that's who. Or maybe both. I can't remember, but she can fucking rock the bass. Oons, which is Zev's Proj he had back in, I mean, this is almost 39 years old, live at the Ritzy Cinema in Brixton, England, part one of two. When you look at a thing, Zev was incredible. This is more of a spiel Proj, but he usually played percussion and was almost killed by this shit swinging over. Psychic Hotline after that with This Uncertainty. And finally, Elephants Walking Light, Marshall Brown. How does that happen?
It's not so literal.
Yeah.
But it's a nice thought. It's okay. Kind of like a that song's about trying to go to sleep and ease your mind.
That's ironic, right? Like, you're trying to tell your mind, go to sleep, but by you doing that, you're keeping yourself awake.
Yeah. And I actually had a friend that I was talking to for a little while, a matter of a few months. I was talking with him a lot, and she said the term elephants walking lightly, and I was like, oh, my God, that's brilliant. I got to use that. And I ended up just using it almost as like a mantra, like something you're telling yourself to try and pass out, like to calm yourself down. Like it says, elephants walking lightly down the path in my mind to the water.
Yeah.
And it's I guess that's pretty hippy dippy too.
Well, you know, we all got to use some techniques to bring ourselves some peace.
Yeah.
And I think you're not lying to yourself. It's okay. You know, you're not jiving. You know, you're tired. You want to get me some calm, get me to that place.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Anxiety is, man, you know, we talk about inflammation, but in a way, anxiety is like an inflammation on the mind. I mean, there's the brain and the mind, right? One's kind of a piece of organ. One is a set of ideas and a persona, but somehow they live together.
Yeah.
That's a trip. So anybody who wants to express artistically their wonder on that, they're going to get a fan with Watt, man. Especially, you know, you put it together with some bitchin' music.
I know.
Okay. And so, you know, what about the thing like, okay, I'm done, like you said, yeah, I'm done with the record. Isn't it kind of trippy when you get done, you start thinking about making the next one?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. I'm definitely thinking about the next one.
Okay.
So it was taking me so long to wrap up this last one that I was writing new songs that I was kind of having to neglect because I have a very one track mind. I didn't want to start recording songs that more recent songs that I had started writing and getting into because I wanted to finish up this project first.
Yep.
So the good thing about that is I got some other songs to be recording. So, you know, I already have like,
you got a reservoir.
Exactly. Because I waited on those, I do have some stuff to kind of throw to my next projects, and so I'm heavily thinking about that right now and hoping to get jumping on that soon. I'm excited about keeping working.
Yeah, well, you know, from Watt, he's excited, so when you get that, man, please bring it. Let's rap about it and listen to it again. You going to use the same drummer, man?
Yeah, that's what I usually do. I like doing that first.
Yeah.
Just getting a drummer in, and of course, you know, it means I gotta get all my shit together first and know exactly kind of to a certain extent how I want the bones of the song to be.
Yep.
And then I'll pull a drummer in, and it's exciting because after that point, you know, I can do all the things I love. I love doing everything. I love playing guitars and keys, and I love playing bass. I don't have much endurance when I play bass because I just do it when I record.
That's all right.
If I play bass, I'm actually playing soon here. I'm going to be playing a show with shows. The project of mine and Brett.
Yeah,
Nash,
we played shows last time you were on.
Yeah, so I'm playing at least I think a little more than half of those songs I'm playing bass on, and it really throws in my face, man. I'm not like a working bass player. My fingers hurt.
Look, the learning's in the doing. You're going to get it, Marshall. You're going to get it.
Yeah, but I love playing bass.
And I can't wait to hear this next. So the invite's open, okay? I'm not rushing you or anything like that, but when it's time, please bring.
I love this feel with you.
Okay, absolutely. July 16, 2021, Mott Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.